When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome to the big show.
Good morning. Happy one more sleep.
Yeah, let's get right into this. This is our little thing that we do on Thursdays. In case you don't know, we just chant those words, one more sleep. It took us about, 9 months to get this?
9 months.
Put in order. It was like, basically, we could have had a baby in the amount of time.
The one more sleep chant is the baby.
This really is our child. That it took time to produce this thing. We just chant the words one more sleep on Thursday. It's just our little thing. So just gets us pumped up for the impending weekend. So if you would, just chant those words with us, please. In 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Feels good. I have a throwback Thursday question for you guys. Would you like to participate in it?
Sure. Ooh.
Who was that childhood crush that you had that, like, you just wanted to marry so bad? Like, the first person that pops in your mind. Don't take time to think about it. Text us your answer. Who was that childhood crush that you were, like, just, like, oh, my God, I'm going to marry this person? For me, Jessica Simpson. So in love with Jessica Simpson.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I love Jessica Simpson so much. And I was probably, God, when Jessica Simpson was getting popular, it was probably like the coming of age, like 13, you know, I was like going through puberty. And I was like, oh, my gosh, who is this girl? She's so cute. I really like her. Like, she had just come out with Missing You Like Candy. Yeah, that was a big song, right? Wasn't her song Candy? Yeah, it was the Candy song.
No, that's Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore is Candy.
No, you're right. What was Jessica Simpson's song?
That's also another Mandy Moore.
I know. I keep confused because those two were literally interchangeable all the time. Somebody text in. What was the big Jessica Simpson song?
I Want to Love You Forever. With you.
That's what it was. And I was like, I don't know who this girl is, but I'm pretty sure she's my wife. I don't know what she's all about, but I'm pretty sure that is my future wife right there. Now, spoiler alert, we didn't get married, but I was pretty sure she was going to be my first wife. Jess, childhood crush that you were like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to marry that person.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber for sure.
Do you remember the first time where you were
Yes, and my favorite thing on TikTok is when it's like a montage of girls seeing Justin Bieber for the first time, and even like infant baby girls are like toddler baby girls, like the first time you're seeing the baby music video for the first time, you're kind of just like in a trance because you're like, wait, what am I watching? Who is this? What is this? And what am I feeling inside my soul? Garage Boy sends me those videos all the time of little girls seeing Justin Bieber for the first time.
Yeah. That was you, and that was young Jessica Dutra, just like, who is this man?
Yeah.
I must marry him. Maybe in one alternate universe, you and Justin Bieber would have gotten married.
No.
Charlotte, can you imagine how messy...
I love him from afar.
But can you imagine how messy your life...
I'll always support him from afar.
Aren't you glad that didn't work out, though? Can you imagine how messy your life would have been?
Instead, I just married another Belieber, so I get to love Justin just as much, and we just listen to JB together.
Yeah, imagine how your life would have gone. Now, whoever your crush was, imagine how your life would have gone if you ended up marrying that person. Jessica Simpson would have been fine. She's fine. She got a little messy there for a minute, but she'd been fine now.
I feel Justin like she Bieber, wasn't causing the mess, though.
No, it's true.
She got
it's
messy because she was pushed to that point.
That's true. Yeah. I think
feel
society.
Like you would have spared her some mess, frankly.
You're right.
Well, but same thing with JB. Like, can we not ask that question? Because a lot of them are pushed to, like, crash outs because of fame.
Well, yeah.
So but let's
imagine,
not ask.
But imagine if you were married to just, like, current day Justin Bieber right now, and like you are in the middle of it, like you are Hailey Bieber
right now. That's the thing. Like, we have to take fame out of it because that's just not a normal thing to go through.
You can't take it out. I mean, you like are in that timeline with them. It'd be awful, you know. All right, Charlotte, who's your childhood crush? You were like, I'm gonna marry this person. I just know it.
Mine was Adam Lambert.
Oh yeah,
really?
I forgot. You loved Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert.
When did you think that? Like, what was like that moment where you're like, that's my man? That's
literally
him.
Every American Idol performance, I was like
enamored,
literally. Yeah. And you know, I go back and watch it, and it still holds up. Yeah. So
still, to this day, you're like, there's still a chance,
there's
baby.
Still a chance. Yeah.
Now. These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Maryland has launched a new mobile-friendly website that's going to make it a lot easier for people to apply for government benefits. So this is called the Maryland Benefits One application, and this is going to let you apply for Medicaid, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, temporary assistance for needy families, women, infants, children programming, energy assistance, and so much more. And you're going to be able to do that either from a computer or from your smartphone. Governor Westmore's office says they estimated the amount of time for applying for this takes about 28 minutes. So if you need more info, you can get that right now at marylandbenefits.gov.
Number 2.
Pete Davidson is about to become a dad for the very first time.
Wait,
yes, TMZ reported that he and his girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt, are expecting a baby due this winter. She is an actor, model. She's also a clothing designer from London.
Okay.
The couple, like, they actually started sharing the news on social media. They're said to be super excited. Pete and Elsie were first linked back in March, and they've been together ever since.
I didn't know.
Yeah, Davidson has previously spoken about wanting to become a father, calling it his favorite thing ever during a 2022 episode of Kevin Hart's Heart to Heart when he was on there, saying that that was actually what he's kind of been preparing for since then.
I think that's good. I mean, I'm happy for them.
It's just, I'm stoked for Pete.
You know, I have a hard time with Pete Davidson because deep down, I think he's like a really good dude. He just got caught up in all these crazy relationships that just made him look so unhinged when it came to love that, like, I think this is what he wants, but it just didn't look so good there for so long.
But,
like,
dude, think about this. Think about how old he was. Think about that was his time of life. Yeah, it just happened to be in public. Yeah. And also think about the last time you've heard about Pete Davidson.
That's true.
He's been doing his own.
I was like, what has he been doing?
He's been doing his own thing.
Right,
he's been
right.
Working on himself. So yeah. I'm really, really happy for him.
Number 1.
Emma Watson just got put on a 6-month driving ban in England for a speeding incident that occurred last July. The Harry Potter star was going 38 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone on a restricted road in Oxford. You know, everyone right now listening is saying that's child's play.
Wait.
She's currently working on a doctorate at the University of Oxford. Now, the reason why this happened, right, because obviously this is a year ago. So she received a fine that's about $1,400 in U.S. dollars. This was her 4th driving offense in less than 2 years. So in the UK, the driving ban comes when you get up to 12 or more penalty points within 3 years. Before this 4th incident, Emma already had 9 points against her. She also has to apply for a new license before she can start driving again. And what's super crazy about this is she wasn't the only Harry Potter star to lose their driving privileges yesterday. This also happened to, do you guys remember the broomstick flying instructor, Madam Hooch? She's played by Zoe Wanamaker. She also got the same fine and driving ban as Emma. Zoe was going 46 in a 40-mile-per-hour zone last August.
Wow.
Shout out to my girls. It happens. You know what I mean? It's all right.
Wait, you said she was going 38 in a 30?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that miles per hour? Or is that like kilograms or something over there that we don't know?
In this article, it was converted to miles per hour.
So that's 38 miles per hour in a 30. And they stopped her for that?
But
damn, man.
I mean, I guess.
Like, that sucks.
It does suck.
That sucks.
But apparently, I mean, but if she has all these other things going on. But also, it's like, are you guys like that strict? Like, I feel like that's like not that big of a deal.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody listening right now gets stopped for less than 8 miles an hour. That just feels, I feel like, honestly, nobody should ever get stopped for less than 10 miles an hour.
Or do you think maybe they saw her license, like it comes up, and because she had other things going on, that's why she got stopped?
I don't feel like you should ever get looked at for less than 10 miles an hour. That's just, listen, I'm not a police. I ain't the law.
The same thing happened to Madam Hooch.
I know.
Going 46 and like, a 40, that's whack.
You get the bonus 10. You get the bonus 10 after that.
I guess they take it very seriously in the UK.
So.
They're not like us driving in the side of the freeway.
Well, Maryland, I feel like you get the bonus 25, but like, if you got stopped for less than 10, will you tell us that story? That just feels unfair to me. You know what I mean?
This is Jess, and that's your top 3. Good morning.
It was this week in the summer of 2000, this one hit wonder beat out huge songs by NSYNC, Britney Spears, Cisco the Dragon, to become the biggest song, maybe sleeper summer hit ever. I just can't believe this was like the biggest song. And when I play this song for you, you'd be like, wait, this beat out all those huge pop stars? It did. And we're going to go back to that moment in Throwback Thursday right now. You know, if you like nostalgia, you like to go back to just listen to old songs, this is a great segment for you. That's exactly what we do in Throwback Thursday. We play number one songs from previous years. It's fun, right? It's like just sitting around listening to old songs with friends and then we'll go back and Charlotte's feverishly typing. We'll go back and we'll
schedule that for like next week, Charlotte.
Yeah, schedule for next week.
I'm not even doing that right now. Me and Lorelai are queening out on the text line.
Okay. Oh, love.
I'm just gonna turn your mic down for a minute. And then we'll go back and talk about that moment in pop culture history. Okay, today the 17th of July, the number one song in Maryland was Charlie Puth and "See You Again."
We've come a long way.
It's like wreck my heart. You know what I mean?
And Wiz
Khalifa. Yeah. Great song, still is great song. Of course, you can't think about this song without thinking about Fast and the Furious, but like...
I know.
God, such a great song. 2006 today. Number one song in Maryland. Nelly Furtado. Promiscuous
yeah.
Girl.
I still remember this music video.
I don't think I remember the video. What was the video?
It's like
her dancing.
It's like her dancing. She's like on a stage. She's like in an alley somewhere. I don't know if it's like a club or like
video.
In New York or something. But I think I remember the feeling of seeing it because she emerges out of nowhere. And like and the music was so different from what she had done.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember feeling I'm like a bird to this. And I was like,
first of all,
Like a Bird's always going to be a banger. And I mean, I think she's always been dope. But I just remember the feeling of like, A, where have you been? And B, what is this? Because I love it.
We like came alive when the song came out. 1998, Brandy and Monica, The Boy's Mind was number one in Maryland.
Period. And they're coming to Baltimore this year.
Isn't that crazy? This song can still translate. Like, we play a song today and you're still like, yes.
This fall, CFG Bank Arena.
Okay, so let's go back to the year 2000. Okay?
Okay, I was 7.
So, the biggest stars in the world.
I'm writing in my diary, yes.
NSYNC, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, I do definitely have an NSYNC poster in my room.
Britney Spears, I mean, Cisco, they literally had the biggest songs of the summer that year. They literally were like the biggest pop stars in the world.
Yeah.
That summer, they dominated the charts.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Remember the VMAs? So lit.
So lit. All of a sudden, this song comes out of nowhere. This group was an absolute unheard of group to dominate the chart up to number one and literally stole the summer away from those guys. You know who it was? A group called Vertical Horizon.
But what movie was this song in, though?
So, that's a great question, Jessica.
Because I know this song,
being in something.
It's in a rom-com. It's in some movie that blew it up.
I don't think it was first. I think it was just released as a song first. I know it ended up being in a lot of things after.
Okay, I think I know it because of the movies that it's in. I can't think of the movie.
But literally, this song comes out in a very pop genre of music and literally beats out Britney, beats out Cisco, beats out NSYNC, and becomes like the song of the summer. And everyone's like, wait, what? Now, they had other songs. You know, Vertical Horizon had I'm a God. It was another song they had. It was like did okay.
It's still like indie pop though.
But like we never really heard from them ever again. You got to give these guys some credit for like coming in and beating out like the biggest pop stars in the world. Like they definitely deserve some love for that.
Bruce Almighty.
No was way. It in Bruce Almighty?
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it was such a moment. Like, there was such a moment back in 2000 when this song, this week, hit number one. So I think today, in Throwback Thursday, we have to give our props to Vertical Horizon for everything you want, for sure.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000. Minute.
Mix 106.5.
I feel like we're going to get a winner today, man. I feel good about this. Let's play for $1,000 in free Dash and gas with caller number 10. Who's this? Hi, good morning.
This is Bethany the Baker and crew.
Yo!
Bethany the Baker and crew. Are you guys literally calling from the bakery right now?
We're literally calling from the bakery right now.
I love it.
What's going on? Okay. Bethany? Bethany?
Oh, my God.
Are you there?
Stop. Bethany. Oh
wait, Bethany, what the hell? Why did you go away for a second? What happened?
I literally was about to have a heart attack. I was about to cry my face off.
We're getting the crew together. We had to assemble the crew.
Okay, everyone, gather around.
Time for all that silliness. Let's go. Let's get focused over here, okay?
Wait.
Okay. Bethany, by the way, Bethany came out to our All Paul's Home event. Thank you guys for doing that, by the way. Huge success. Thank you to everybody that came out.
Yeah.
We put on a big event this weekend for the pets here in Maryland and over at Barks. And thank you to every single person that came out. 125 pets we were able to get out of the shelter. And that was just an incredible. If that number doesn't sound massive to you, it should, because it was the biggest one-day pet adoption event ever at Barks. So thank you for everyone that came out. By the way, all pet adoption fees are waived through the end of the week over at Barks, thanks to Bissell. So please go stop by, and if you're thinking about getting a pet, go check out Barks. That's not what we're here for, but thank you, Bethany, for stopping by. Jess, let's play for this $1,000 in free Dash and Gas with Bethany the Baker.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Bethany the Baker and crew, you ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In what city does the MLB team, the Giants, play?
New York.
Oh, no, girl. We said MLB. No! Dang it! No! Bethany. That one hurt my soul because I know. Okay, I hate it because I know you thought football, but it was baseball. Damn. Yeah. Oh, no!
Bethany.
It's okay. It's okay.
Bethany, we just hyped you up so much for the pet event.
No, it's okay. It's okay. She heard Giants, so she thought football. She thought she was
Bethany,
thinking,
we
no,
just,
it's fine.
The pets and the...
It makes sense. Bakery, it's early.
The,
you guys,
the candle.
You guys are prepping. You guys are prepping. You probably literally have flour all over you guys right now. Like, I'm sure you're flustered. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
All right. I'm taking a sip of my coffee and let's just get into business.
Let's play
here.
For fun, okay? Let's play for fun.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Number two, which American automaker produces the F-150 pickup truck?
Ford.
Ford, correct. Number three, which artist had the hit Watermelon Sugar?
Harry Styles.
Number four, what time is it 2 hours and 30 minutes after 8:45 a.m.?
11:15.
Mm-hmm,
correct. Number five, which former U.S. president was elected in 1980?
This one's hard.
No idea.
That's Ronald Reagan.
That's fine. Ronald Reagan.
Number six, the Magnolia State is the nickname of which state?
You can also say I have no idea. That's hard, too.
Also no idea.
That one's Mississippi. I don't know that one. And then here's the last question. What day is known as Hump Day?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I got to give my girl, Bethany the Baker, some love. So not only did she come out to All Paws Home and support us, she brought us goodies because she knew we were going to be there like all morning, all day, all night broadcasting. So Bethany the Bakery. No, Bethany's Bakery is in Cockeysville on York Road, and she opens at 8 a.m. and she's open from 8 to 5 p.m. and she has really yummy treats. So please go over and show her some love. Yeah.
Not great at trivia, but great at baked goods. So
yeah, let it stick to what we know.
Can that be your new tagline? I don't know. Think about it. Hey, it's all good, guys. Tomorrow we'll come back. 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Have a good day, you guys. And make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. Top-tier certified means Dashen Fuels meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Question, what is something that you like so much more now that you're getting older? Like maybe that you used to hate this thing, man. Like, but now you're like in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and now you absolutely love this. Did you see this question on Reddit today?
Yeah.
Damn, like that's a solid question.
And it's true.
Because this thing, like think about it. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you could have maybe possibly hated this. Like, I'll give you a couple things that people are saying on Reddit, and then let's start adding our own of things that you love more now that you're older, but maybe like you hated back in the day. Like, I'll give you some answers that people are saying on Reddit, then we'll do our own, okay? Myself. That's great.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, some of these are going to be heartfelt. Aww. Myself, like, right? Maybe you used to not love yourself, kind of grown into your own skin. Love that answer.
I think it takes a long time to get comfortable with yourself, yeah, and also not caring so much about 100%. Trying to please others, for sure.
How about this one? I think most of us can relate to this. Being home, being in bed by 11 o'clock.
Shoot, that's even too late for me. I know those morning people right now. That's a little late for me personally.
Like I'm a 9 o'clocker. I'm a 9 o'clocker. I'm talking weekends. If I'm not in bed by 9 o'clock,
we're talking
on the
about weekends.
I'm talking weekends. If I'm not in bed by 9 o'clock on the week, 8 o'clock weekday, 9 o'clock weekends, I'm not in a good mood.
It's yeah. true. Your do not disturb. It goes on.
My do not disturb 7:45. Yeah. 7:45. I don't want anybody to disturb me after 7:45. Like I decide who comes into my world after 7:45 at night. And like yeah. after that, you ain't disturbing me. It ain't going to happen.
It's true. 11 is pushing it for me. Wait, yo. I'm already in my covers and my eye mask is on.
Yeah. Not having plans. Things that you love more now that you're older. Like think about in college. If there was a night, especially
what are we doing?
Weekend,
what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Listen, if you cancel plans with me, girl, do not worry. Do not worry about canceling. Don't think I'll be mad at you. I will happily jump back on my couch and just rewatch this last season of Love Island.
It's fine.
You know, I'm good.
It's fine. All right, give us one, Jess. Things that you love now that more that you're getting older.
Grocery store shopping. No. Listen to me. When I was a kid, I would hate going grocery shopping with my mom or dad. Anytime they'd be like, let's go to the grocery store, let's go. I don't know why, but I thought that was like the worst thing they could possibly make me doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as I'm like walking through the aisles, I would be so upset. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't know. I thought it was the most boring thing in the world. Now I look forward to getting my little coffee, putting on my little like gym set on and like going to the grocery store and like doing my thing.
Wait, you have clothes to go shopping in?
Like my comfy gym looking sets.
And athleisure.
Like, to go shopping in?
Athleisure. Is that what it's called, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yes, my athleisure fits with my coffee. It's like a whole process. And like I feel cute. Like, and I do like a clean, like I don't have makeup on, but I definitely put on like my moisturizer and like my lip gloss and I'll do like my brow gel. Like it's just like a whole thing.
That sounds like a lot of
and
work.
I love it.
Okay. All right. Charlotte, things that you like now, a lot more now that you're getting older, what?
So this is a really recent one for me because of this job as a former night owl. Mm. I've really started to enjoy like waking up early.
Yes.
Like, I like seeing the sunrise and like being up before everyone else.
It's different. And, like, it hits different. I used to hate waking up early.
Yeah. It's like weird at first, but I don't know. It's kind of similar to like having that alone time at night. I don't know. It's just like being alone.
Yeah. Totally. It is quieter in
the
morning.
Yeah, peaceful moments.
I'll give you one. Vegetables. Hated vegetables. Hey, y'all, I'm a vegan now. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
I hated vegetables. Like,
when you were a kid?
Yeah. I don't think I ate a like, my only vegetable I ate as a kid was like a Caesar salad. That was like my extent of vegetables.
That's funny.
Like, that was it. That was the only vegetable I would touch. Now I literally eat every vegetable. I think Brussels sprouts are kind of like nasty stuff.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts are a scam,
like, with
man.
The honey sriracha. Ugh.
I've always loved Brussels sprouts. Oh, like, ever since I was a kid, I love Brussels sprouts.
What's your favorite veg?
My favorite vegetable? It's a great question, Charlotte. I'm going corn. Straight up corn.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. What's wrong with Brussels sprouts? Because isn't disgusting. Brussels sprouts basically like a mini like head of lettuce?
It's just disgusting. Those things are just
they do have a
taste
strong
like dirt.
Flavor, yeah, it's a but dirt. If you put like I don't trust a people good like that. Sauce on them, I really like them.
I like that they taste like they just came out of the earth.
They do. Mm. You might as well go outside and eat dirt.
That's
if you,
I mean,
you
I
like Brussels bro,
that's
like,
how I like my tea to taste, to be honest. I want like earth tea like it you know what I'm saying,
like
I just
sprouts.
Went outside, pulled a leaf off of a tree and put it in a hot water. That's what I wanted to taste
then.
Like,
you must love Brussels then.
I do.
Is there anybody listening here in Maryland that went to a really obscure summer camp And I know they're out there. And we've learned actually about another one this week. Who was it that called in for the $1,000 minute? We learned her daughter was going to something that was like so unique.
Her kids were going to invention camp. Where they would create different inventions.
Right.
And it sounded super, super cool.
And I was like, dang, that's just so different. Like, if you just went to, like, an overnight camp, like, out in the woods, like, that's, like, a Boy Scout camp, Girl Scout camp, that's, like, one thing, right? But there's some really obscure summer camps out there that I feel like you might want to share with us that you went to, because, like, some of these really get niche. And our producer, Charlotte, I think might have the most obscure summer camp. This actually sounds like the most unfun summer camp that you could possibly ever send your kid to. I don't know, like, did your parents hate you at this point in your life or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, basically. I literally hope my mom's not listening because we still beef over this to this day.
No.
So I guess I think I was like 11-ish at the time. Like, I want to say like middle school. And I was a very neurotypical child. So I feel like I was like sometimes like running late or like I would like struggle to like remember where like things were sometimes and stuff, like, you know.
Okay, right,
organization.
Now you just, right now you just sound like a normal 11-year-old.
I was gonna say, yeah,
yeah, like it's
so
okay.
I would say so, but my parents were like, guess what?
it's paid for.
You're going to organization camp this summer.
It was literally called organization camp.
Yes, and it was through... It was at Howard County Community College. I remember that.
What are the activities? Because when you say that, I'm automatically thinking, like, are there binders? Are there Sharpies? Are there, like, you know, like, are they teaching you how to organize certain things in your room? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I've, like, wiped so much of this from my mind. And I also did fake sick over half the week that I was supposed to go because I said absolutely not. But I remember us, like, we would break, like, they would do really boring, like, whiteboard stuff, like, here's how to be organized, and then they'd be like, all right, we're gonna break out into little groups, and like, I don't even know.
You're 11?
It was horrible.
That
I was
like
11.
That's
literally, I was so angry. It was the worst week of my life.
Hang on, do you remember the other kids around your age, or was this like open to whatever?
That's a good question.
I think they were like mostly my age, maybe a little bit older.
Well, that's actually, there
but
could
like,
be.
But like, they all came with like friends.
So you were like solo dolo.
Yes, in friggin' organization camp.
Oh, that sounds even worse. There could actually, so if this is an HCC, there could be somebody else listening that also went to organization camp.
That's
God, you really, man, your parents really hate you.
I wonder if there's like any evidence of this having existed online.
My parents sent me, this is a true story. I loved it. They sent me to clown camp. I learned, and I was probably around Charlotte's age.
I was 10. I'm so mad.
I know.
That's incredibly niche as well.
It's so niche. I went to a clown camp. I don't remember where it was or why it was.
Okay, are you learning how to like paint your face?
Yes, and like how to slip on a banana peel.
Okay.
How to like do all the things that like clowns do, like the makeup, like literally the costume. It was the most fun week of my life. And at the very end of the week, we put a show on.
Yeah.
And like, all the parents came, and I can't imagine how annoying that must be for the parents to come watch a clown show for like 30 minutes to an hour. But like,
oh no.
It was literally
not the end of the week recital.
So obscure, but like such a fun thing to go to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A text from the 410. I went to a camp for ventriloquism. Imagine 30 kids and their dummies all talking at once during meals. It's nightmarish. That sounds like a terrible summer camp idea. A ventriloquist summer camp?
It still sounds better than organization
camp. I feel like if you go to clown camp, I don't think you can talk trash.
Okay.
Y'all probably had like a luncheon together, to
also,
be honest.
Also, like throwing your voice and like not moving your lips is a crazy cool skill.
It looks crazy.
True.
That's got to be useful.
Hang on. Another text from the 443. I went to an etiquette camp in Virginia where they literally taught us how to curtsy, sip tea, and fold napkins into swans.
It's giving Princess Diaries.
I was 9. I'm traumatized from it.
Yeah.
Would we want to go to an etiquette camp when we were 9, though?
That's the same genre as organization camp.
Probably be away from that one, too. Yeah, okay. Okay, I think we actually found the worst summer camp of all time. Hey, Sophie and Hanover, good morning.
Hi.
You had an obscure summer camp. Where'd you go?
So it was very similar to Charlotte's organization camp.
Really?
It was like It was like a textbook reading camp.
That just sounds like
summer school. That just sounds like summer school, and your parents told you it was camp to make it sound like it was more fun.
Wait, textbook reading camp?
Yeah. So it was like, obviously they didn't teach us how to read because we were in middle school. We already knew how to read. But it was how to, like, retain the information from a textbook. So we had to, like,
The
headings, we had to read the subtitles, we had to skim it, we had to summarize it, and then we read the actual thing. It was so awful.
You know what? I never went to camp. I went to my Nana's house, so that's where I was at every summer.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
There's a lot of us that were never at camp.
You definitely miss out on a lot, obviously.
But I did go. At one point during school, I needed help with tutoring, and I forget what it was called. I don't know if it was like Inspire or Aspire or whatever. But a part of the tutoring stuff was them teaching you like how to skim and retain that information.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a camp surrounding like those types of skills right after the school year. That's crazy, yeah, Sophie.
I did it for 2 weeks and it was miserable. I think I cried every day.
No. I mean, do you at least feel better at like reading stuff or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's really terrible.
Sorry.
Yours might be worse than Charlotte's, to be honest with you. Because, like, you got scammed, bro. You deserve that time back.
Yeah.
You deserve that time back for sure.
I agree.
Thank you for calling us. That one's really bad.
Thank you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Let's get you a trip to Vegas to go see Janet Jackson, man. This is going to be fun.
Love me some Janet.
I'm actually really upset right now.
Wait, why? Because you want to go to Janet?
Well, no. I mean, I would love to go see. I saw her like 5 years ago.
Same.
So good. She's amazing. And I mean, this is 5 years ago, but I'm sure she's still amazing.
Yeah, she is incredible. She was just here like.
Oh, that's right. She was here.
Year, yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah. She's
been
awesome.
Touring. She stayed touring. However, this is one of the last final shows in Vegas, though. So this is very exclusive.
But let's explain the prize. And then, Jess, I need you to look me in my eyeballs and be 100% honest with me before we get into the game, okay?
Okay.
So this game is going to go like this. It's going to be called 10 Seconds to Janet Jackson. We're going to play you 5 2-second clips
what?
Of Janet Jackson songs. That's it.
2 seconds
two
is
seconds.
Diabolical.
Janet Jackson, 5 2-second clips. Janet, I mean,
they
Janet
should
Jackson's
at
iconic.
Least they should at
Janet,
least be
nope,
3.5 minimum.
Nope, it's
4 seconds would be fair.
What's the difference going to be,
dude? 2 seconds is a barely a little bit of a flute, and that's the way love goes. That's not fair,
Jessica. Listen,
2 seconds is lame.
I was tired last night, and when I created this game, I accidentally sent you the song list. Did you look at the song list in your email or no? Because you're also terrible at checking your email. Look me in my eyes. You looked at it.
I thought.
Damn it.
I thought you sent this to me.
Then Jess can't help you.
Oh.
No, Jess can't help you.
You know what? You did this on purpose.
I promised you. No, I promise.
You're
I didn't
a
mean
villain.
To.
So first of all, you're going
to
give them 2 seconds and then you send it to me so I can't help them.
I promise you.
You did this to me on purpose.
I meant to send it to myself. And I was like, where's the email? I scheduled you're to go out this
lying.
Morning. I'm like, where's the email? And I meant to send it to myself. I accidentally sent it to Jess.
No, you did on purpose so I can't help them.
I'm sorry.
Because you know I know Janet.
I know you do.
You suck. That's not fair.
I can't help the game anymore.
I'm helping
you know,
them
no,
anyway.
You
I don't
can't.
Care.
You can't help.
I'm doing whatever I
you
want.
You can't help it.
I'm going to tell you guys the answers
You're
right
not.
Now.
I screwed the game up. So
no.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Here is your 5 Janet Jackson songs that you must name. I'll
okay.
tell you this.
Okay.
It's not. It's really
that's
not.
That's 2 seconds?
It's 2 seconds of each song. That's
okay.
it. 10 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
that's not bad. That's not terrible.
The one caveat on this is that Janet's either on. It's either a Janet song or she's featured on somebody else's song. Listen
yeah.
one more time. Listen to this.
Everywhere I go, I saw you so much, you're gonna do.
Jess cannot help you at all on that.
Aww.
Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Andrea.
Andrea, you got five songs ahead of you.
You got this. You got this, Andrea.
Give me the five Janet Jackson songs.
Okay, I'm taking a deep breath.
Okay.
So am I. I'm a super fan.
You're okay. You're okay. Let's breathe together. You're fine.
Let's hear them. All right, give me those five Janet Jackson songs. You can win the trip.
Okay, Nasty, Together Again. I think it was What Have You Done For Me Lately. And, gosh, it was so quick. Is it When I Think of You and then Made for Now?
You got two right. You got two right in there.
You got two out of the five.
Yeah, you got two out of five. It's not bad. It's not bad. Listen and try again, okay?
Yeah, no, hang up and call back.
Okay.
All right, who's up, Jess?
This is Medea in Eldersburg. Okay, everyone, remember, these are Janet songs or a song that Janet has been featured on.
Right, so it makes it a little trickier. Who's up?
This is Kim in Owings Mills.
Kim, come on. I know you can name all five of these Janet Jackson songs. We'll send you to Vegas to go see her. Good luck. Listen to these. You feel good about it, Kim?
The only one I'm having problems with is the last one, and I'm hating myself for it.
I will say
it's okay. Just try.
Janet Jackson fan.
The last one's the hardest one for sure. It's the deepest cut for sure. Okay, give us what you think it is. The five you think it is.
Okay, so Nasty, Together Again, All for You. What's It Gonna Be?
Come on.
And I just can't do the last one.
No, come
I'm trying
on.
To
okay,
in my head.
If you had to guess.
In your soul, just.
If you had to just guess something.
I can't give you any clues, damn
it. If you just had to guess, what would you possibly guess a song might be? And I can't tell you if it's right or wrong, but just what would you guess maybe?
God, I'm trying to sing it in my head.
Something she's featured on. It's something she's featured on.
I got to give you five seconds, and I got to move on. You don't know?
No.
You got four out of five.
Four out of five. It's four out of five. It's four out of five, y'all. It's four out of five, which is like just painful at this point. Okay, listen, all we can say is that's four out of five. So somebody's going to go to Vegas to go see Janet. They can just figure out five out of five of these songs. I'm anxious. Can you do it? Man, this is getting nerve-wracking now.
I'm sweating. I hate it when we do stuff like this. I'm so stressed.
Jess hates games.
I hate games. I hate listening to them. I hate playing them. I get so stressed
out. I'm honestly mad that Jess already had the answers for this game because I would love for you to play along with them. Because
I knew them before seeing them, you guys, and I'm pissed.
Okay. So, why are you ripping your headphone
cord? Dude, my pits are sweating. I'm so excited. This is crazy.
Who's up, Jess?
This is Jamie on 4 in Annapolis.
Jamie, you ready to go? Here are the five songs. Give me all five and we'll give you the trip.
Nasty, Together Again, All for You. The last one, I believe, is Made for Now. I don't know what the fourth one is.
No, Jamie.
It's, you got three right. I can tell you that, Jamie. It was a valiant effort. A valiant effort. Thank you for trying. Who's up, Jess?
It's okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so sorry.
This is Levi on 1 in Bowie.
What's up, Levi?
Hey, good morning, guys.
You ready to go for it?
Yes.
Let's go. Give me those five Janet Jackson songs.
All right, let's try this. Nasty, Together Again, All for You. What's It Gonna Be with Busta and Rock With You.
There you go. Yeah! There you go. That's it. That's it. There it goes.
Ooh,
that's
Levi!
It. That's my guy right there.
Let's go,
that's
Levi!
My guy. Levi, you did it. That's
Levi!
My guy.
Goodness, man, what a way to start the day.
That's my
Levi,
guy.
Levi, you are going to Vegas. You're going to see Janet. You're going to stay at Resorts World. You're going to go to dinner at Resorts World, you're going to say hi to my sister because that's where my sister works in Vegas. And then
that's not actually included, by the way.
No, that's not included. That's not included. I don't know if that, I don't know if she's going to be working that shift when you go to dinner. But say hi to Butter for me if you go, please. I can't even breathe. Oh my God, that was crazy.
Wait, Levi, be honest with us. How'd you get the ooh ooh? There's a lot of Janet oohs in songs. How'd you get the ooh ooh right?
The crazy thing is, like, that's one of my favorite Janet songs.
Same, me too. That's one of my favorite music videos, dude. Yes.
That's what I was about to say, similar to Michael's title song, but like those dance moves in that video are like.
That's
crazy.
What I'm saying. So, like, when she's in the club and it's all like leather and stuff and she has a ponytail.
I love it, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And listen, it was just 10 seconds. All you had to do is name those songs. Sounds easy. Hey, congrats, Levi.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay. Anonymous, we've got you on our voice disguisers. What's this crazy idea you get going through your head? What's happening?
I am going to spray tan my 9-year-old daughter because I don't want her to look out of place at our family reunion.
Why would she need a spray tan so she doesn't look out of place?
What does that mean?
So every summer, I take my kids to our family reunion, and my sweet 9-year-old girl, every year, she gets a comment from my mother about how pale she is. Like, oh, you need a little sunshine. I don't think you're getting enough vitamin D. And so, of course, my daughter is embarrassed, and she'll say things to me of like, I feel like grandma looks at me like I'm weird and my cousins make fun of me and I don't like it. And listen, my daughter is pale. She takes after me. Her cousins have like a really beautiful olive skin tone and they're more tan looking. And I know that it bothers my daughter. So I said, you know what? This summer, I'm not going to have her be bullied. So I booked a spray tan and I want her to finally feel good at our family reunion. And look, I know, I get it. My husband's pissed. He says, I'm teaching my daughter the wrong lesson. She's got to love her body and her skin. But I just want her to feel good.
It does make me uncomfortable, if I'm being honest, because I feel like the conversation should be not allowing everyone else to make fun of her versus let me change how my skin looks to look like everybody else.
Right.
Well, she's stood up for herself. I've made comments, but it just keeps happening.
And then it kind of messes with her.
And now she's getting older.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden she feels self-conscious.
Did you already tell her? Like, is this something that she wants to do or does she not know that you're...
We talked about it. She said, I just wish that I could look like my cousins and then everyone would make me feel like I'm normal and part of the family. And so I said, you know what? We could go get a spray tan. And she said, I would love to do that. Yes, mommy.
When is the reunion?
It's this Sunday.
Would you be open to opinions on this before you decide to go through with it?
I mean, yeah, I'd be willing to hear.
Because it sounds like, obviously, your husband seems opposed. I would just be curious where other parents are with this. So Anonymous is saying, my daughter is constantly being bullied about her skin tone. She obviously recognizes it now at 9. And so we think that maybe the solution here is to have her have a spray tan so she kind of looks more like everybody else in the family because they give her a hard time. We've said something. It's not really seeming to work. She's feeling insecure. So I booked her a spray tan. You even know that feels pretty extreme though, right?
Yes and no. Because I'm hearing my daughter not feel good when she's with the extended family.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen with her friends.
Okay, so then do we tell Anonymous to go for this or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. Jess, I mean, you hear the whole situation, man. It's a little more complicated than just I'm giving my daughter a spray tan. I mean...
Yeah, I want to talk you out of it. I think more than anything, I don't want to give in to everybody else. And I think even the comment you made earlier about how your mom did it to you, we need to break the cycle.
Yeah.
I hate that she did this to you and it's clearly had an effect on you to the point that now you want to let your daughter get a spray tan because you don't want her to get it anymore when I feel like the issue is her.
And I do hear you and I respect your opinion, but it's not like I'm doing this during the school year. It is literally just for our family reunion. They call her powder. They call her ghost. It's terrible.
You know, I was bullied as a kid. And I mean, that's, it's
I'm sorry.
Still,
I know it's
well,
awful.
I mean, it still sticks with me to this day. I mean, I still have body image issues because of like the things that kids said to me. So I'm like, if there was a way to take that back, would I wish my parent would have done it? And I think the answer would have been, yeah, probably so.
I don't know. I mean, I resonate with this as well. Like when I was younger, I would get very, 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 very dark in the summer. And I thought that was beautiful and others did not. So what? So I'm just going to go in a room and stay out of the sun.
Does it still mess with you to this day? I mean, I don't know.
I think it would have messed with me if my mom said, yeah, let's keep you inside so your skin gets lighter. I think that would actually really mess with me.
Who's up, Jess?
This is Debbie on 5 in Eldersburg.
What's up, Debbie? Good morning.
Good morning.
Go for it or talk her out of it.
I think we should absolutely talk her out of it. I think there's two major things wrong with that. She was right in breaking the cycle. You're teaching her that, one, it's not okay to live in the skin that she was given. Mm. You're stuck with your own body. You get the one body for your whole life, so love it. And you need to teach her to do that. And then you're also teaching her it's okay to conform to other people's opinions
right.
instead of standing up for herself. Take her to that family reunion and teach her how to defend herself against those people.
I 80% agree with you. I 80% agree with you, except that none of us do that.
But
see, I was raised differently. I was raised by a very strong woman, and she built me up like that.
I mean,
just like Jess said, she was taught to love her body.
Why does everybody got makeup on then?
Well, no. Okay, so hang on a second.
I mean, it's like yes and no.
So the whole makeup thing, people can wear makeup because they like it and it's for fun and they feel beautiful when they have it on. But, however, you cannot use makeup as a mask. And if you're using it and you don't feel beautiful internally, that is something that, you're right, a lot of adults struggle with. Why are we making this little girl at 9 not even have a chance with the confidence to build herself up? Yeah, she's way too young.
Who's up, Jess?
This is Sally on 2 in Baltimore City.
Sally. Hi, Sally. Good morning.
Good morning.
She wants to spray tan her daughter because her daughter is really insecure when she goes to this family reunion. It seems like the rest of the family has like a really olive skin tone, and they kind of make comments about her daughter who has like lighter skin tone. Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
Well, I don't think there's an issue with the spray tan necessarily, but the reason that she wants to get it for her. I mean, I think if her daughter wants to try this, it's not harmful as far as like hurting her body. She's not putting her in a tanning bed. And to be honest, I'm a mom of kids the same age. I think there's things you do for them to make them feel more comfortable in a situation, but then you have conversations with these adults. So I think there's a lot of things going on here. But if her daughter's that upset about it and it's going to make her feel better, you have those conversations. But I think, like you, we do things for our kids all the time to make them feel more comfortable. We can't change what other people are doing, but we can change this. And kids her age are doing all sorts of things, you know, that aren't harmful for them to make them look better, dressing a certain way.
Oh.
You know, my son at 12 wants to do weights. So we just try to do that safely. So I think there's kind of a lot of things going on. Wow. I would still have conversations with her daughter, but, you know, she's going to eventually, people spray tan and even confident women do things to make themselves feel better and to impress other people. It's just the world we live in.
I'm also
a social worker, so I see the mental side of this, but I really think that it's something she can do, but you still have to have those conversations with her.
I just hate that it's like my own grandma is making me feel insecure. My own family and my cousins are making me insecure. So let me put this stuff on my skin so they stop making fun of me. I hate that.
I agree, but I think, again, these are adults that have conversations if it's a constant thing and it's going to make her daughter feel better. The spray tan isn't the issue. Like, if her daughter wants to get a spray tan and it makes her feel good about herself, great. But if it's because of those people, you have to have conversations with those people. Wow. It's not the little girl.
Okay, interesting. Do we tell her to let her daughter get a spray tan then to feel better at this family reunion? Hey, Nicole in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to get the spray tan or do we talk her out of it?
I don't think the issue is talking her out of the spray tan at all. I think the issue is talking her out of going to the reunion
altogether.
Altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The daughter and the mother know that that someone's going to make fun of her. It's happened to the mother in the past by the grandmother.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter whether she gets the spray tan or not, because there's going to be a comment. In my mind, there's going to be a comment, And that's just toxic. That's not a reunion. That's not family and what family does.
Right. Yeah. So what, she's going to get it, and then they're going to make fun of her for having it when it gets on, like, her clothes or something like that, and then she's going to get hurt as well.
Yeah, but then what she's training her daughter is what she was, you know, trained to do growing up, is change yourself for other people.
Right. I yes. Yes.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. Like, if you're not going to respect my kid, we're not coming, period.
Yeah, I mean, right, but exactly. This is what, you just not let the kid see your grandma, her family then? I mean, that seems a little exiled to me, but I mean, I don't disagree with you, but like...
Yeah, but she's already upset considering seeing her cousins and her grandparents and all of that, because they're going to make fun of her.
I mean, okay.
And she, sure. The mom said, well, it doesn't happen at school. And if it's not happening at school with kids her own age, like, it's like, oh, because you're related to them, they have the right to ridicule you.
Dang, that's a good point. Okay, we hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
Yep.
So, I mean, Anonymous, what do you, after hearing this, like, what do you think you want to do with it? Like, it's just like
it's a tough decision. I don't want to send the wrong message to my girl. I really don't.
Of course, yeah.
But I don't know if I want to watch her shrink into herself this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I want her to feel good about herself. I see the light in her, and I don't want anyone to dim it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can fault you for being a really thoughtful parent in this process. You're coming from a good place.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. So nobody can fault you for that, you know?
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I know, because I understand people feel a certain way, but it's tough. It's family.
Well, I don't know. You got time to think about it, you know? You said it's Sunday, so
yeah.
I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we're always very curious how these things turn out. So we'd love to invite you to come back on Monday. We do updates to find out what happened with these situations. We don't have your name or number. Obviously, this is all anonymous, but would you want to call us back Monday to let us know how this whole thing went down?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my husband. I'm going to talk to my daughter, and this is tough.
Yeah, it's tough for sure. And so, well, let's
I love
plan
my girl.
Let's plan on you calling us back then 8:25 Monday morning. Okay.
Okay, I really do appreciate everything. I do.
You're so welcome, and thank you for entrusting us with this story.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.